AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump is proposing the elimination of the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
President Trump says he's thinking about scrapping FEMA. The president says he's looking at fundamentally reforming and overhauling the agency.
Or maybe getting rid of FEMA. I think, frankly, FEMA is not good.
Speaking in North Carolina, where the Hurricane Helene recovery continues, the president suggested a big shift in the federal government's role in disaster response.
I'd like to see the states take care of disasters.
And while he vowed to help North Carolina, which voted for him in all three elections, the president was less generous toward Democrat-led California, where he'll visit wildfire damage later today, saying he wants concessions like voter ID requirements in exchange for disaster aid. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sources tell the AP Dr. Anthony Fauci has hired his own private security detail after President Trump ended his federal security protection. Fauci is the latest in a string of former Trump aides-turned-critics to see their federal protection canceled despite ongoing threats to their lives. The Senate is expected to vote this evening on the nomination of Pete Hegseth to be defense secretary. An arrest has been made in the death of a Vermont Border Patrol agent.
The FBI has now arrested 21-year-old Teresa Youngblood in the fatal shooting of a U.S. Border Patrol agent, David Mayland, during a traffic stop in Vermont earlier this week. Youngblood and a German man, who died in the firefight Monday, had been under surveillance in the days leading up to the stop. Investigators had been performing periodic surveillance of the pair since January 14th, after an employee at a hotel where they were staying raised concerns. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. The annual March for Life is taking place in Washington.
President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance addressed demonstrators at the March for Life rally in Washington. Thousands of anti-abortion activists gathered in Washington for the annual March for Life. They're trying to build momentum after a string of victories, and they're continuing to maintain pressure on legislators. President Trump's video address made promises for his second term.
We will again stand proudly for families and for life. We will protect the historic gains we have made and stop the radical Democrat push for a federal right to unlimited abortion on demand.
And Vice President Vance celebrated Trump's previous actions on abortion. He also said the government has failed to support families thus far.
We failed a generation not only by permitting a culture of abortion on demand, but also by neglecting to help young parents achieve the ingredients they need to live a happy and meaningful life.
Paya Panjwani, Washington.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.